And is there a sense that what is happening right now is putting more pressure on European leaders to intensify negotiations around climate action, or to do something substantive about this?
So energy prices here are spiking. They're going sky high. Gasoline, diesel, this winter's electricity bills are going to be absolutely through the roof for many reasons, because of the pandemic and because of the war in Ukraine and Russian, you know, energy supplies. But at the same time, the Europeans and Britain have made like really ambitious promises about going to, you know, net zero in their economies by 2035, 2045, 2050. And I think this is when the rubber is going to meet the road. The leaders here are wary of these high energy prices and high inflation, but they also made big, bold promises to do a great energy transition towards greener and more sustainable, and they're going to get increasingly stuck between these two positions as it gets hotter, as there are more days just like today, a fry pan.
William Booth is the Post London bureau chief. Lexi Diao produced this story. After the break, why President Biden's big plans to address climate change are once again in hot water. We'll be right back. So, Tony, as we are all seeing headlines that are really scary from around the world and here in the U.S. when it comes to extreme heat, wildfires, how much climate conditions are getting worse, what has been happening in the U.S. in terms of climate policy and attempts to take action to try to do something? Tony Rahm covers Congress and economic policy for The Post.
On one hand, we're witnessing all of these horrifying headlines about record heat in places like the UK and concerns about natural disasters and so forth. But here in the nation's capital, there actually hasn't been a whole lot of action, at least on Capitol Hill. You know, once upon a time, Democrats hoped that they were going to use their rare majorities in control of the House and Senate and the control of the White House to push forward the most ambitious climate agenda that we've ever seen. And since then, however, the fighting between Democrats, largely folks in the party and Senator Joe Manchin, have scuttled a lot of those hopes. And things sort of hit their climax last week when Senator Manchin said that he was not going to support a sprawling economic package that included billions of dollars in new climate spending.